No to violence, yes to democracy. That in a nutshell sums up the main theme of a meeting between the representatives of the Syrian government and the opposition in Tehran. Speaking to Press TV, some of the participants said national dialogue is the only way forward. They also condemned any foreign interference in Syria's internal affairs, including sending arms to foreign-backed fighters from places such as Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, and a number of Western countries.
First, I would like to thank the Iranian initiative to invite all kind of Syrian politics, I think, or a new politics in these days, between with the government or against, but to sit on the same table to discuss exactly the first point or the common point to start the real solution for the Syrian crisis.
Under an initiative by Iran's foreign ministry, the gathering has brought together 170 Syrian government officials, scholars, tribal and religious leaders, representatives of different ethnic groups, minorities and the opposition. High-ranking delegates from Russia, Egypt, China, Iraq, Turkey and a number of Latin American countries are also in attendance.
Every time we see a civilian death, every time we see a baby wounded or killed, I think any human being should feel compassionate about it, should feel responsible about it. Now, the Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan condemned the violence in Gaza in his talk in Egypt. But the problem is we see that the Turkish government today is in fact responsible for some of the violence in Syria. So this brings to mind a double standard. Because Turkey traditionally has been following a peace at home, peace at abroad policy initiated by Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of the Republic. But lately there has been a change in Turkey's foreign policy, and Turkey is increasingly involved in violence in its neighboring countries. And Turkey is no longer that old, responsible, peace-building, reconciliating country.
Addressing a press conference, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi said, despite the allegations, Tehran has no intention to interfere in Syria's internal affairs. He also said Iran will support any agreement reached between the government and the opposition groups.
Future will show us that Iran's intention regarding a peaceful solution to the Syrian crisis has been and still is genuine and not self-serving.
The meeting in Tehran was scheduled for just one day, but because of the overwhelming number of speakers, it was extended for another day.
At the end of the meeting, the participants agreed to form a special committee in order to follow up the discussions and the agreements reached in Tehran. Aman Odiri, Press TV, Tehran.